Verdugo back to the pin. He caught it. He took it back.
He's doing everything right now.
That ball is gone. What a bullet by Devers.
I love to see the exit velocity on that one.
4 days left in the Major League season, and chaos still reigns in the American League. Welcome to the TC and Company podcast. Our last of the regular season, and who knows how much baseball there will be beyond that. Red Sox still in the driver's seat. If you do the math, it's still on their side. But we'll get into all that with my special guest tonight. Dennis Eckersley is company. It's TC and Company, so you're the company.
I'm good company.
You are great company. Thanks for helping me.
Sure.
Fill a little time this week. It's crazy. Four teams within two games with four games to go.
Yeah, you know, I didn't see this coming. I just did not see this coming. I mean, especially you go back to, you know, the All-Star break. No one thought this would. And then when we get here now, you're kind of glad to be here in the position that they're in.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, you are. You're thrilled that you got a chance to maybe, you know, host a wild card game. But, you know, there's still a little left here.
You know, I keep thinking back to Seattle. Like, that series, I don't know about you, like, you didn't work them, right?
No, I didn't.
You don't do late games. You don't do day games. It's got to be sort of, you got like a small window there to get at.
Yeah.
You got to be like 7 p.m., maybe an occasional 4.
Yeah, but I was watching.
But you know. I remember going into that series, not taking them seriously.
I still
You'd
don't.
You lost 2 out of 3 in Chicago.
Yeah.
You went to Seattle. Yeah. And, you know, that last game, that Wednesday game, afternoon game, and they lost, they were tied. They gave up the lead, and it was 3-3, and they score 6 in the 10th inning. Yeah. And you're still not thinking anything about it. Well, you know, they should have won.
Yeah.
Well, you look back at that now,
yeah,
maybe the most important inning of the year as far as the result. They win that game. Now they're the half game up. It would all be different the way Seattle's playing.
Yeah, but did you think Seattle was going to win 13 in a row against the A's?
Right.
I mean, the last 7 here down
no,
the wire.
No, in fact, you could have argued the A's were, at that point, 3 weeks ago, the A's might have been the team that scared you more than they lost guys. But
yeah, and think about Seattle, seriously. I mean, decent pitching, good bullpen, whatever. But the run differential is like
50,
minus,
whatever.
You know, that would be, I know this, that would be the first team to win, be in the playoffs since Arizona 2007.
With a minus differential.
Minus differential. Not that it matters. But anyway, if they went out, this is going to get interesting, you know, if they went out this weekend. But as we speak right now, you know, the Yankees are in game 3 against Toronto, and we're in game 3 against Baltimore. We will not lose tonight.
The lefty, Wells, he's got 7-something, whatever he is.
I mean, I can't see us losing.
No, I'm actually a little worried about the weekend, and here's why. It's the damn DH. You lose the DH.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And now you've got to sit 2 guys, right? Because you're already rotating 1 guy, right?
Yeah.
Every night, either Schwarber or Dahlbeck or Martinez or Verdugo or Renfro.
Yes.
Now you sit 2 of them.
Yeah, right. We're always worried about leaving
every
1.
Night.
Now it's 2.
2.
Right.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
But you know, Major League pitchers are hitting 104
there
this
you go.
Season.
It plays right to me. I hated it. I mean,
and you got to come down to that.
Yeah.
You might come down.
I'm watching Eddie Rodriguez taking batting practice saying, stop it.
Maybe the worst hitter in baseball.
Yeah.
Right now. Sorry.
One of them.
He's on the short list.
It's, you know, this comes down to, we saw Sale pitch decent and Eovaldi last night. But, you know, obviously it comes down to pitching. But at this time of the season against bad teams, it's about, you know, the big 3. And that's what this club is. I mean, Schwarber's part of it too. But it's really, you know, Devers, Bogarts, and J.D. Martinez. And, you know, J.D. last night had a good night. But, you know, he hasn't had a great second half. But, I mean, this we got to start swinging the bats.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you think about the Yankees. You know, they got their big boys are hot, you know, right? Stanton and Judge at the same time. They're going off. I mean, that team has been all year long.
But hasn't everybody?
Yeah,
hasn't
I guess.
Everybody, right? Red Sox win 7 in a row, lose 4 in a row.
Yeah.
What were the Blue Jays went on that ridiculous run, and then they're a couple games under 500 since.
Yeah.
So right now the Mariners are on theirs.
Yeah.
Now.
You know, it depends. You could talk to me right now and say, how good are we? How good are the Red Sox? Are they good enough? You know, we're just trying to get in the playoffs, but are they good enough to go deep in the playoffs? I mean, anything can happen. You know that.
Does Tampa Bay scare you?
No,
as
they
the best
never
team
did,
in the American
though.
League, right?
They never did. You got to talk to the
wrong
guy. They
didn't in 2008. And they didn't.
They probably didn't
last year. I didn't talk to you a lot
about
it.
I respect them a lot more now.
But
they don't.
But you always, what scared you about the Rays always was the starting pitching. And that's the one thing that doesn't scare you about that team right now.
This is crazy, but I've come to accept everybody using 30 pitchers every pitch, you know, and 14 guys have saved games for 14 guys. This is coming from me. I used to close.
Right.
It's like, it's obsolete. Yeah. Closers.
Yeah. They don't do what you did anymore. It's
no.
just not even in the game.
No. And then, you know, Barnes goes and has a great first half, signs a 2-year deal, and he hasn't been right since, you know, and because, you know, you talk about the end of the game, who's closing. It should be a no-brainer. Right?
Can you imagine in April if I'd have told you, I don't know, they might not have Whitlock the last game of the season, the last week of the season? You'd be like, wait, who's Whitlock?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where we are.
It's true. Because he's valuable. Ooh. I mean, you know,
every night you say, like,
seven.
This is a Whitlock game.
Yeah, exactly.
This is when they need him.
Yeah. And, you know, the way they've had to use him all year long is not an easy thing to do, which plays to what Alex Cora has done. I mean, he has, you know, made a lot of great moves all year long. I mean, he should be Captain Hook, but there's Captain Hooks all across baseball, right? After the, you know, 4 2/3. See ya. Remember the days where some say, I got to get 5 innings for a win? See ya.
Pavetta, there's been like 3 of them, hasn't there?
And nobody says anything.
No.
I mean, just hand him the ball. That's it.
And what would Dennis Eckersley, Cleveland Indians era, had said if they came out at 4 2/3?
It's like, you can't, it's all about the team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to play all about the team. And, you know, if you. He just goes as hard as you can, as long as you can. That's what,
you know,
it
is interesting, and we're not there yet, but this is a side conversation. But in a couple of years, you're going to have, like, Cy Young winners with numbers that you would never have thought. You know, like 155.
Well, you got to have 162 innings to even
qualify. But
right?
that you're going to get to a point where that might not even matter.
That's
you
what
might
we
not
are right now.
Guys.
Who's going to pitch 200 innings? Maybe a couple guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But guys who, you know, guys who, your Cy Young winner is going to be out there in a game you need to clinch at the end, and he'll give you 4 2/3, 5 innings if you're lucky.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole perspective of the game has changed right along with everybody else. Like, join the crowd.
You say it's all about the big three for this team in the postseason, but it's all about the big two on the pitching staff, right?
Yes.
I mean, and I always go back to Lester Lackey, 2013, right? They made 9 of their 16 playoff starts, won 7 of their 11 playoff games. So the 11 wins they got in the postseason, they were the winning pitcher in 7 of them. So two guys can get you. They can't get you all the way, but they can get you most of the way.
It's not as important anymore,
right?
I mean,
if you're getting two guys who can give you 6 innings, that's a big advantage.
It's a miracle.
Right?
Yeah.
In the playoffs?
So
who's number one? If they're in the wild card on Tuesday,
I mean, got Evaldi.
Sale on reputation, but Evaldi on 2021. Right?
Yeah, I got Evaldi. I do. Now, you know, it depends on what happens the last day of the season anyway.
Right.
But I got Evaldi any way you look at it, you know, even if Sale's available.
Yeah.
That's just me. It may not happen.
You know, I said, are you scared of the Rays? The thing that plays into their hands is everyone else is going to be using up pitching to get there. Right? So you're going to have, especially if you end up using Sale Sunday. Then you got to use Evaldi on Tuesday.
When's the first game? Friday?
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah, one day off. So you don't get Sale back yet. So you've got Pavetta or Rodriguez in game one. And then you kind of, you know, you plan from behind, right? As far as your pitching goes, you're scrambling to catch up against a rested staff that's going to throw everybody at you.
The structure has been so off with the bullpen together all year long. So what's it matter? You know, when that phone
amazing.
Rings, nobody knows who's it for.
Is that sustainable for a bullpen? I mean, short, I guess there's not much left.
Can
you get through the next 4 weeks?
I don't know.
With Johnny Allstaff out there?
I don't know. You're hoping. But, you know, when am I the guy? You know, who's next man up? And I think that'll show its face.
Like, Brazier's back in the mix.
Yes.
Now, right?
All of a sudden.
2 weeks ago, he's not even, he's sent back to AAA.
There you go. Stuff like that.
And Barnes is inching his way back in.
I mean,
first out last night, down in the dirt. That's where we're back at it.
He'd get him back in there.
Again, he's not closer guy yet, but maybe he's sixth or seventh.
You know, Ottavino.
Whitlock when he's back.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, Whitlock.
Ottavino, if the right matchup. I thought it was interesting. Corey the other day used the word matchups when he talked about Ottavino. That tells you he's not everybody.
And that's what you're going to get when somebody says no one's the man at the end. I mean, I wouldn't like to pitch in that bullpen. I mean, it's difficult. But everybody, at this time of the year, it doesn't matter that, too. You know what I mean?
Part of me thinks AC likes this. I mean, not like it, but I think he doesn't mind being creative every night. You know, he wasn't 18, right?
Well, he's managed, like, playoff baseball for the last 6 weeks, right? So,
it started with COVID.
Yeah,
when you started losing
guys
left and right, then you had to be creative.
Yeah. But this team is supposed to be this juggernaut offensive club. And it's sporadic, you know, and they hit well at home. You know, they do. There's a different ball club on the road, you know, offensively, I think. And there's guys that go hot and cold, you know, and you could go right up and down those guys. You know, Devers has had a great year, but he has his spells. And so does, you know, Bogarts with the wrist issue. Remember, he was off for a month. And JD's been so-so the second half. So, I don't know. I love Schwarber. I do.
Yeah.
I love Schwarber.
Well, he has been everything this team hadn't been in the second half, right? Yeah. Selective, doesn't expand the zone, takes a walk, drives the ball the other way, yeah. Does everything Alex Cora has been asking this lineup to do.
Yeah, I agree. And then, you know, we get into Bobby Dalbec, who was just phenomenal for a month. And then this last couple, three, four games, strikeouts are coming back again. You know, it kind of rears its ugly head. So when you talk about a couple guys that are going to have to sit down, they're always thinking about mixing and matching. Because a right-hander with Bobby, it's not going to happen.
Right.
You know, so simple as that.
No, Schwarber there.
Yeah.
And Schwarber's defense will be passable, but you just hope.
You don't want him playing first base.
You don't have a play.
Do you?
No, but he's going to.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're going to have him left. You're going to have him at first. You're going to have him sit out. That's going to be like 3-day rotation.
Yeah.
Right? He'll sit out against a lefty, and he'll play first and left field against the righty.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Hey, you know, I was looking back at it, and of all the playoff teams you were on, the only one I could find that came down even close to the final week of the season was the last one, the 98 Red Sox. Like, all the Oakland teams, you guys were
right.
15, 20 games up. Like, you never had drama.
There's no pressure.
No chaos like
this. No, it didn't.
And obviously it worked. You went to World Series. You won World Series. I mean, you know, that the whole thing that, you know, that's the whole argument people will say, right? Well, you know, they're being playoff tested now.
Yeah.
So that when
I don't want to be playoff tested. I just want to go to the playoffs and then get tested there. But there's something to be said for having to play that kind of baseball. You know, even like when we didn't play well back in the day is when we won series early and we had too much time in between.
Right.
You know, this you don't
in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs. Every time we'd swept that next series, we didn't do well in the World Series.
Think about, remember, Colorado's the classic example. Was that 07 against the Red Sox?
07, exactly.
Right?
Whatever it was, 20, and they ended up,
by the time they came to the World Series, it was like 23 out of 25 or something ridiculous.
And then they sat.
But they had 7 days off.
Yeah.
I think it was
a full
week off.
That killed them. It did.
And the
absolutely.
Sox just steamrolled right through them. Do you remember 98 at all? Do you remember that?
Not really.
Do you remember that game? Do you remember clinching? You pitched in it. I look. Pedro
I did.
Started.
Really?
Pedro started. You got the last two outs of the eighth inning.
I don't remember.
And
I guess Baltimore?
It was against Baltimore.
Yeah.
Very good.
Interesting.
BJ vaguely. Surhoff took you deep.
Of course.
But you got Cal Ripken before him.
Yeah.
And I forget who the final out was.
He took me deep twice, Surhoff.
Really?
Last two games I pitched. And the last game I pitched was like, you know, historic at the time. You know, more games than any other pitcher.
Yeah.
Dinger. Like, yeah, never mind. You know what I mean?
Trying to tip your cap here, and the ball's going
98
out.
Reminds me how it ended.
Yeah.
It ended, I gave up a home run to Manny Ramirez in game four.
Yep.
That game was like 3-1 when I came in just to pitch the ninth inning, and Manny juiced me. And then Nomar hits a two-run shot to make it 4-3. It's like, who gave up that fourth run? Oh. It's like, hey, man. And that's how I had to end the whole.
That was the end.
That was the end.
I was looking at that team. I'd forgotten about that team, and it was such an interesting guys on the, you know, Mo Vaughn and Nomar and Valentin was still there.
Was
Pedro
Saberhagen. We had some studs, man.
Tom Gordon.
Yes, Flash was nasty.
He closed out that game, the game you clinched.
Yeah, he
was
as good
24th.
As
there was like five games left in the season when
clinched. He had a great year. He saved 46, whatever. He was awesome.
I think clinching games are always interesting to me, though, because we look back on it in history and say, well, that team lost in the first round. Whatever team, in 98, you lost to the Indians.
Right.
That was that.
It's forgotten.
So you look at it and forget it.
Right.
But that night, or any night that you clinch, it's the greatest night in the world. You know, you want a World Series.
Yeah.
That's the greatest night in the world. Okay. But not everybody wins a World Series. Some guys never do.
No.
But the moment you clinch, it's a celebration. That's why people, I don't think, I remember 03, people complaining that the Red Sox, you know, they're up at the baseball tavern, Kevin Millar and those guys.
You could overdo it.
Because it was the wild card.
Yeah.
Right. But it's so hard to make the playoffs in baseball. And it is so unlikely that you're going to be the last team standing at the end of October.
Yeah.
That I think have at it. I think the night you get to celebrate, when you clinch whatever you're going to clinch, have at it.
But there's bigger celebrations as you go.
Sure.
You know, to get the second wild card You know, it's like it takes a little of it out of it. And then not only that, you know, you got a one-game playoff. And I don't know how you feel about that one-game stuff.
Okay, you want to go?
Yeah.
Because I know you and I don't agree on that. I'm guessing you hate it.
I do.
I love it.
As a player.
I love it as a fan.
I don't now.
I love it as a fan.
Yeah.
I've only been a fan.
So I agree with you. I like it that way.
I think it's the greatest jump start of any postseason in sports. Now, football, they're all one game, so that's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move football. But hockey, basketball, you know, game one is like a feeling out. Like, you read the game recap after a game one, it's like, okay, now we see that the defense is soft, and over the next few – it's not about that game. Major League Baseball now, since 12, you start – and then, I mean, two teams are gone.
Yeah.
The Giants or the Dodgers are going to be gone.
And I don't think a lot of people are feeling bad.
No.
You know, if the Dodgers
don't. Imagine if the Dodgers are out in one game?
Oh, my God. I just saw them last night hit four home runs. But that's beside the point. But, you know, the thing is about, you know, that one game play, or playoffs in particular. It's just, you know, doing the games every day. You know, you watch pitch to pitch. But this, you know, and I, you know, intently watch pitch to pitch and counts. But that's how the game goes in the world. It's like every game is the ninth inning,
right?
You know,
right.
Oh God, the count swung 2-1. I mean, you know, and you're feeling better right now.
Right.
Oh no, now I'm not. And that's how it goes. That's what makes it exciting.
Remember what was the year that Buck Showalter didn't use Zach Britton?
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was a wild card game. And that's all we're talking about.
He left Jimenez in there.
He left Jimenez.
And Encarnacion.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And see, that's you wouldn't, if it was game one, you'd be like, huh, he didn't use Britton.
How could he not use
it? But I don't know.
That was weird. Yeah.
But that's why I love it. I think it's going to change here. And here's my guess. The CBA, right? We got a new collective bargaining agreement. It's going to change everything. Probably the playoff structure. They're probably going to get more teams in the playoffs, which I think is fine. But I think they'll get rid of the one game if they bring in more teams. And I think they're going to point to this year. They're going to point to the Dodgers or Giants.
Yes.
These are your two team in Major League Baseball. And one of them is going to be out.
How would you feel? If you were one
you
of those
104
teams.
Games and you lose next Tuesday.
I mean, come on.
To the Cardinals.
I mean, 6 months every day and then all of a sudden.
Or the Cardinals are out, who are a great story.
Well, how about the worst thing for me personally was the 78 playoffs. You know, we went home.
Right.
We didn't even get. That was our wild card game.
That's
right.
And we might have one of those.
I know.
We'll
never know where that team could have been.
You were the second best team in baseball.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the best team in
baseball.
And
we went home.
You went home.
We may not beat the Dodgers in the World Series. May not beat Kansas City because we never could play them. But nobody knows that.
But you never know. You know, in this day, you in age.
Who cares about 78? Anybody out there listening, they don't care.
Not a lot of people our age podcasting. I don't think. But I think they'll end up adding teams and make them 2 out of 3s or something.
Yes, I agree.
You know, which is.
I mean, we're going
better,
in November anyway. What are you going? November 5th.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay. So who do you, and I, you know, people listen to this, I guess, over the weekend, and we'll know more each day, which is what's cool about this race. But what two teams, who's in the wild card and where's the game?
God.
That's the question.
Man, that's a tough one.
It is.
It is really tough. My feeling right this second is Red Sox Yankees. But a lot's got to go there.
That's an easy way out.
See,
I'm going to go. How about this? Toronto at Fenway.
Wow, that's good.
Because I could be wrong by the time you hear this, because I think if the Yankees
win tonight,
the third game,
then
the Yankees are in.
If just tomorrow, this didn't happen.
But if the Blue Jays win this third game, and what do we say, Kluber against Ray? What a great pitching matchup.
Yeah. Although Kluber, Ray's going for the gusto.
Yeah, but man, he's been – if he had a great game tonight after Cole last night, he could end up grabbing it tonight.
Would it would surprise you if they smoked his fastball?
No.
No.
No. Same with Kluber. It wouldn't surprise me if he found it and dealt.
Maybe
or
he twirls.
If they rocked him.
I don't know.
So, but if the Blue Jays win that game, then everybody's tied up, and they get Baltimore in Toronto. Baltimore's bad, as we know, but they're a lot worse on the road.
Oh, Baltimore,
than they are
at
Camden.
Yeah.
So you get them. I mean, I easily see
Means
Toronto sweeping Baltimore. Yeah.
Maybe that's not the only thing Baltimore's got going.
Right. And then the Yankees play the Rays, who got nothing to play for, but they're still the Rays. They're not going to roll over against the Yankees.
So
they
might
see
you
in
like
a week.
Toronto.
I like Toronto.
I know.
I don't like Seattle.
No.
I'm with Angels. Are they going to sweep them?
I don't think so, but they could. It wouldn't shock me.
Out of all the four,
that would wreck everything.
Right. Oh my! Can you imagine? Can you imagine if there's a Monday game and Seattle's got to like fly to Fenway or Toronto's got to fly to Seattle?
Right. That's not
to fly back to someplace on Tuesday?
Let alone this three-game scenario.
You know, until last night, until the Mariners came back and scored those last couple runs to win the game, had Oakland won even that third game, would have been unlikely, but the five-game tiebreak would have been
in the mix.
And from what I've heard, Major League Baseball doesn't really have a five-gamer. How do you do that? You have a round robin for 4 days? I mean, how do you break five ways?
Who do you like in this? Who do you like in the American League to win the American League?
To win it all? I still kind of like Houston, I think. Yeah.
What makes you like Houston?
The lineup? Offense. Yeah. I still think a lineup.
Yeah.
I still think a lineup.
But you really couldn't tell me a bunch of those pitchers on that team. I know.
No. You know, some and of Chicago, I mean, McCullers, Tony's done a great job with Chicago, obviously.
They don't,
but
they
their
don't
second half,
wow
they
me
haven't
either.
Been.
They don't.
You know, they got pitching, but the pitching's kind of inconsistent.
So,
like,
Tampa, you're always been a
Tampa
guy.
Yeah. But I don't like their starting pitching, and I know they don't use it, so it doesn't matter. but they do hit. That's a better offense than they've had in a while.
It is.
Cruz was a great pickup.
Yes.
Nelson Cruz might have been the best, and Wander
Franco
is a freak.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. And there's just enough.
A Rosarena can hit. He's come on the second half.
Lau
can hit.
Meadows
can hit. It's not a bad lineup.
Nope.
And it's balanced, right.
It is.
And it's a good bullpen.
And that's
you don't know them, but it's a good bullpen.
They believe in themselves, to say the least.
There's no doubt.
I mean, they don't even have a swag, but you know they think they're neat. They got
it. And isn't it weird, they always have a good home field advantage. I mean, you're going to go to the playoffs, there'll be nobody there.
Of them, sure, there'll be 25 grand.
But you think? Maybe.
I don't know.
They'd be getting like $5,000.
But maybe they'll get too excited.
Yeah, maybe they don't know how to handle it.
They play better with only 5,000.
Yeah, they probably do. That'd be a good – I'll look that stat up. Their record with less than 5,000 people.
Uh-huh.
When you look at this bullpen, if they're in the wild card game next Tuesday, who's closing? Right now, again, things could change over the next 4 days, but who's your closer? If you got a one-run game, we'll never know how they get there. Hauk's coming out of the bullpen, I assume.
Yeah, right.
So he's going to gobble up some innings.
Yeah.
If you got Whitlock, he might get you a couple innings.
I just think who's ever matching up, it's a matchup.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a matchup.
Taylor's a blow if he's not back, and it sounds
the
like
blow
he's not
is
close.
Whitlock.
Yeah.
I mean,
but they should have
him
back. They think he's back this weekend.
Okay, but
so I know. Who knows?
Gotta be on time on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ready.
What? Here's the other thing I want to ask you. What will it take for this to have been a successful season for the Red Sox? Like, if they make the wild card game, I think we all agree.
And they lose the wild card.
I think if you could pull yourself away at the end of the day, it's been a successful season. I know nobody wants to hear that.
You're probably right.
They're all going to say you're doing the company line.
Uh-huh.
But if you told me last February, in fact, my prediction for this team, it's on paper somewhere, was 88 wins.
That's
and
pretty
knocking
good
on the door of the playoffs.
Okay.
And guess what? 89 wins and knocking on the door of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So they end up with 92 wins. I think that is, if you're in the 90s, you have to say this has been a success. But they raised the expectations the first half. So what does it take? I mean, if you make the playoffs, you lose the wild card.
If you
card
lose
game,
the wild card, it's,
is that,
it's like,
it's not.
It never
it
happened.
It doesn't feel like
it
a does successful season.
It doesn't.
I think you win that wild card,
it
even
is
if you lose the next
the
round.
The wild card game makes you have a successful season or not if you win it.
You have to play in the
isn't
division series
yes
to consider it a good season.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And what do you do after the season now? You don't know, no more TBS.
No.
No.
That's just not such a bad thing.
you miss that at all?
I'll miss it when it's happening, but
you
to do
in
that.
You did studio and you did games.
Yeah. So
I know the
that
studio, you got away from me as fast as you could. So I know the studio. Because you got those days, I don't know how you did that.
Because
you
they
had
get,
four
they,
games in
they
one
they had
day
all the playoffs.
Right.
And all of them.
So you'd be doing pregame at 11 a.m.
and leave at
and
2:30 in the morning.
Wrapping up
at
10 p.m. postgame.
And then go to sleep and go do it again for like 14 days. Yeah. I was sizzled. Yeah. I was. So it was much better to go do a series.
Go best of five.
Yes.
Maybe someone
and
sweeps.
And pray for a sweep.
That's awful.
That's true.
That's awful.
Nobody
but
does
But you
that
watch every minute. Even
I do.
Doing a game.
I'm a freak, man.
I know.
You know,
you
are.
Doing... People have no idea. Like, I remember doing studio with you. You'd be like, man, did you watch that Seattle game? No. No,
but,
I didn't
but
watch
But you saw
Seattle
last
game
night.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
The Dodgers.
Now,
yeah.
Now you're in.
Yeah. But they, you know, some it's not something that you have to do this job.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, this is just the way I'm built. You know,
you were like that as a player. Were you watching everything?
No,
no, huh?
Not really.
So it was after.
I was just worried about me. You know what I mean? I got to get my slider over. You know, I wasn't worried about the whole league. I mean, I knew who I had to face, but this is different. You know, you get out of this game, and it's like it plays right to this. Baseball drug, kind of. It does.
Yeah.
It feeds it, you know. And I can't see it any other way, you know. I just it's par for. That's why I get so I get so into the game, you know, emotionally into the game. Like, and I'm not even playing. You know what I mean? But that's the way, don't you, isn't that, you run the same way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you can't. No. I mean, you watch everything, you listen. You're always trying to get one more tidbit.
Yeah.
You know, I love guys. I know a couple, I won't name names, but I know guys who, like, I've talked to broadcasters. Like, what do you do on the drive in? Oh, man, I listen to a little music.
Oh,
man, I wish I could be that. I'm like, I'm thinking to my, oh, that's a great stat. Yeah. I, you know, 104 batting average for pitchers. Heard that on the way in today. I'm going to file that away.
And
that's,
it'll pop
stat.
Out.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel like I, when I watch a lot of stuff, I throw a lot of things in there.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what's going to come out when we do the game. All of a sudden, I'll say, hey, I'll ask a question. Is that? and you know, Dave's doing the thing going, don't be asking me any questions, you know, but that's part of it. I think that's what makes a good broadcast, when people, you know what's going on everywhere, not just here. Right?
Right. Right. And all right. So wrapping things up here, the what do you think happens with the CBA? I mean, what? Not whether or not they come to an agreement. I hope they're smart enough to come to an agreement. But if you were going to give me two or three changes, because, again, the money thing is going to be between the players and the owners.
Right.
Good luck with that. But if you're going to you're the commissioner, or you're the, you know, whatever, you're Tony Clark.
Yeah.
What are you pushing for change? You got pitch clock. You got a what?
First of all, you got to get a DH. I mean, that isn't that
universal DH.
Universal DH. So, and that I think that's what's going to happen. There's no doubt about that. I mean, well, there's doubt.
Right.
But
I mean, we're not keeping out of it. Like, you keeping seven inning doubleheaders?
Nope, that's not going to happen.
Nope.
It's just my gut. I don't know what to tell the players.
Yeah, and I was surprised Manfred kind of said that at one point this season.
Okay.
He said, "Yeah, we'll probably." Which I thought I wouldn't schedule them, but I thought the making up of games.
Yeah.
Man, it saves your staff.
Yeah, true.
It's not about time. I know people say, broadcasters just want shorter games, and it's nice. Don't get me wrong. But it does, you know. Used to be, like, we went through a stretch. Remember, we had three doubleheaders in, like, 14 days.
Yeah.
Right? The Yankees was the last one.
That could crush you.
You can wipe out a staff. And guys are losing their jobs because they're getting sent back just because they got used up.
And it plays right to that flipping pitchers everybody's been doing.
But, yeah.
How about the guy in second base?
I like it.
You like it?
I do.
I don't know what the players think. If I knew what the players think, I would tell you what I think they're going to do. But
I think hitters love it. I think pitchers hate it.
Yeah, pitchers hate it.
Pitchers hate it.
Yeah.
But it's not their ERA. Somebody told me, I was talking to a pitcher, I forget who it was, and he was saying, you know, the mindset now is the run's a given. That guy on second base doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, that's almost how you have to approach. He's going to score. The goal is to not let a second run score.
Okay.
Right. And most teams get that run in. But if you don't get another run in top of the 10, if you don't get the second run in, I don't know the stats.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing you don't have an overwhelming winning percentage by getting just that one run in. I'm sure you have better than 50%, but.
Well, it plays to punching somebody out is what it does.
Right.
You know, that's the pressure on the pitcher.
Right.
I don't know where it's going to go from there. I mean, to me, how do you speed the game up? That's one of the most important things.
So the pitch clock took 21 minutes. Minor league games are 21 minutes short. Triple A games are 21 minutes shorter.
And that's just because they went faster with nobody on base.
Yes.
Go. Let's go.
And I had a really good conversation with Matt Barnes about it. 3-4 weeks ago, just standing on the field, we were talking about it. Because, you know, he went down and did the rehab, and he was in the minors when it started. He said, you know, you forget about it. Because you just learn to pitch a little quicker. You're not looking over your shoulder at the clock. Now, I think bringing it to the majors, you're going to have, Jonathan Papelbon told me, you know, remember that first year they started writing fines?
Yes.
He sent the commissioner a note and just said, here's my address, just give me the fine.
There you go.
Don't even bother warning me. Just,
It's like trying to get David Ortiz in the box.
Right.
Come on.
Good luck.
Good
but
luck.
Now, if you're given a ball, that's a different story.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a slow worker,
I would love to see that.
You dealt fast.
So that's why.
It never would have mattered to you.
I would love to. And you can slow down when guys are on base
anyway.
Guys are on
base, slow it down.
But let's bounce around.
Yeah.
You know, and because now we got the hat off to find the signals anyway, the signs anyway. They can't go any faster.
Right.
You know?
Did I hear something about this? They're talking about some kind of communication.
Oh,
did you read that?
I've heard it. I don't know. How about some robo umpires?
I'm all in on robot umpires.
I've always been
all in on robot umpires for years.
I got to have
I need, here you go. Ready?
Uh-huh.
All you need is, I know they tried it with a phone and an earpiece in the mouth. Buzz. A little thing in your hand that buzzes if it goes through the strike zone. Mm-hmm. Right? And the buzz isn't calling the strike. You're Joe West and you want to be tough and you don't agree, call it a ball. But baseball was ultimately going to judge you on how many of those you missed.
Yeah.
Okay? You know what I mean? But at least you're giving him, if you're the umpire, and I know you're doing this in very quick real time, But if you're not sure that that curveball was on the corner, at least now you know that the technology says it was.
Okay.
And I think if you present it that way, again, we're not telling you that it's calling balls and strikes, but we're giving you an extra tool.
Yeah.
So that you know the technology says that when you show the, when Dave O'Brien and Dennis Eckley show the pane of glass, and that ball, it's going to shatter that glass.
But
at
you
least
know,
you know.
You know, there's a report out there that I heard David Cohen talking about the other night on TV, saying that when they did a study, I'm not how sure this is, but it makes sense to me. More balls are called strikes than strikes are called balls.
Interesting.
So that says the hitter's getting screwed.
Right.
Doesn't it?
Right.
And if you think
and
about
the hitters
it,
never they complain, but by and large, it's the pitchers who are complaining.
Right. And they're getting more strike calls than balls. And if you really think about it,
sure.
It's true.
That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a good point. So you're
right?
Bring in robots now, and you're gonna start losing some strikes.
So the pitchers are not gonna like it,
right?
Because that paint, because I used to get like.
Yeah. Well.
Like
well,
this.
You had so much break. I mean, you.
But
had
and that guy sat there, and I'd hit it.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah,
it was out.
Right.
And that's why, I gotta have it. And a reputation gets it.
Sure.
And that's how.
Well, think
window.
About the Atlanta Braves,
rookie,
right? You start outside, and you keep going outside, and then you bring
it
back.
Or if you're a rookie, you throw it down the middle. They go. That's a ball, and then, why, because I'm a rookie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. But that's why I don't want to take away the human element. And I don't, you know, and I don't even want that, the results of the buzz to even go public.
Okay.
It's just within
just so
baseball, but he just has another
don't
tool.
Don't you want, I know what you're saying, because you're watching the game and an umpire missed that call. I want him to know he missed that call.
Right.
And if I know you missed that call, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
But when I look at his face, I sometimes think they still think that they are right.
Well, they always think they're right. Umpires always think they're right. That's how you become an umpire.
And I used to think they're doing it to me.
Of course, it's personal.
Personally.
Right, right.
And I'd go
well,
crazy.
Who threw you out from the dugout?
Oh, I don't know, a couple times.
You get cut twice out of the dugout?
A couple times, then I duck.
Well, that next time, he was doing it on
purpose.
I wasn't
saying I got to have it because.
Well, then, real quick, I don't want to, but the transfer call the other night.
Oh.
And, you know, and you know, it's funny. Mike Narachi, the director, said when he saw the umpire crew, he said, game one, I promise you, Joe West will be at second base because he's going to be at home plate
he was
Sunday
wrong
night
guy.
Baseball.
And he was right.
And he was right.
He was right.
So,
wrong guy to be back there.
Right.
But so what were we supposed to do?
Somebody should have argued.
Someone
has to argue.
But when he dropped it, I went, oh.
I know.
I did, didn't
I
you?
Know. Yeah, I did.
Because
in real time, it looks bad in slow motion.
It looked forever.
It looks like the transfer in real time, but it's not as cut and dry.
Yeah.
It pops out quick. It pops out quick.
And you can't get on Vasquez. Come on, just get up with the ball. No,
right.
I mean, you do that. You always transfer.
Yeah.
You know, but God, it just trickles.
But ask third base. Ask first base.
Joe is not
well, no, but if you make a stink, maybe he will.
Right.
Maybe he'll roll his eyes and ask first base.
To do it all over again, I bet you Cora would have been out there.
Right? Why not? I didn't.
Something. Who cares?
I didn't. Yeah. Yeah.
But the game is tied at the time, is
it not? Yeah. No.
They're
just
ahead.
Got up by a run on the fly ball that dropped.
Right.
Second and third. And then I said at the moment, I said, if they do something on the next pitch, we're cursed. And the very, because that's what the Yankees did all weekend.
We didn't have time to think about anything. The first pitch to Stanton a couple times, like, oh my God. I have never reacted to a home run like I have. And I've, you know, my reactions.
Right. Oh, that grand slam.
The deck.
The grand slam on Saturday.
Yeah, the grand slam on Saturday.
Oh, my
I went,
goodness.
Oh, my God. And if you heard it, I was kind of embarrassed how I reacted. But I just totally reacted out of gut, right? Oh, my God. And it wasn't, you know, it's because it was 500 feet.
Yes.
And when he hits them, I mean, how can you not
that thing
react?
Was way over the sign on top of the Green Monster.
And we've
way
seen a few
over.
Of sign, yeah.
Like that was the Manny Ramirez up the pole type shot.
Second, third tank up in Toronto.
Yeah, oh
yeah.
My. Yeah.
Way up there.
That's why you're great. Because
But I almost like say, I'm apologize. I don't know if you sound like a homer or what. You know what I mean?
No, I think I don't know. I think
our
viewers
poor
know
guys.
That's just you from the gut.
The Red Sox, he's so whiny.
Yeah, well.
You know, come on.
But if you were on the mound, you'd have said the same.
Oh my God. I would have had to look at that.
You have to.
You got to take it in. It's got to hurt.
Here, I forget who said it. I think it was Gary DeSarcina back when he was in studio with me. But he said, when they come out to meet at the mound, I am swinging at the next pitch. Because the manager never comes out and says, hey, nibble on the outside.
Here, right.
Just throw this next one 3 ball lengths outside. No. He says, throw strikes.
Yeah, wasn't it classic, though, when he came to the mound? He was kind of barking.
He's airing him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, challenge somebody.
What are you going to
do after
that? You're going to throw a fastball. You got as hard as you can.
What are you going to throw? Change up?
I'll show you my cameo.
I'm the man. Yeah. I got gas.
No. He's the man. He's there. I don't know. We'll see. I will say this. We'll wrap it up with this. I think if the Yankees make the wild card, I think home field advantage matters with them. Because that team at Yankee Stadium, I mean, Judge can hurt you on a check swing. You know, that thing can be gone in right field.
Yeah.
And Stanton can leave.
I don't like the fact they can hit that ball out to right center, right?
Right.
And so that's why
Stadium.
I agree.
The right field porch plays to them.
Yeah.
Toronto, I think they're good at home. They got a big crowd. That last night, you could feel the crowd, right? They went up to 30,000.
You think about the olden days, they packed that place.
Oh,
it was intense.
I think they're only at 30,000 now. But you remember Fenway, those first few games when they got to whatever it was, 25, I think, was the first step, or 20. I don't even
remember. But just seeing the Fenway crowd when the Yankees were there was like, even though a lot of Yankee fans.
Right, but it's still loud.
It was loud.
And we haven't seen loud.
No.
You know what I mean? So it's
I love loud.
I think a playoff game at Rogers Center will be electric.
Yeah.
If it's a one game.
Yeah.
And then, do the Rays beat whoever comes out of this?
I do think so.
Yeah.
I do.
Because I think whoever gets here is going to get beat up. Like, you're still playing right now. You're not, you know, they're done. They've got the best record in the American League, and they're going
to take a deep breath when you get to Tampa, and then they kick your ass.
Right. Right.
I mean, really.
And before you know it, you know, you're down 2-0 coming home.
Yeah.
All right. I think we both feel pretty good that the Red Sox are going to be there.
I
think they're playing in the wild.
I would be shocked if they don't get
it. It's shocking, right? Because that means, again, Baltimore and Washington.
Yeah.
Should get
Come
it.
On.
It's up to you.
Come on.
It's up to you. Magic numbers four.
And if they don't get in, they don't deserve it.
That's right.
With these four games coming up, please.
You're right. There you go. So there you go. Tough love at the end.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Dennis Eckersley, Hall of Famer, with me on the TC and Company podcast. We'll try to do one next week at some point around the playoffs. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.